I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice. It's Sarah and Vinny. It's almost Halloween. This is our special Halloween program. Mwah-ah-ah. As you can see, we're all elaborately dressed in costumes. Okay, you can't see us, but we really put incredible effort into the frighteningly horrific looks that we've put together this morning.
When's the last time we did a Halloween secret show?
Last year.
Last, yeah.
Oh, no, we didn't do it last year, did we? No, that was the year
before.
Are you
sure?
Yeah, last year we did just a Winchester Mystery House.
Oh, and then the year before we went to the Punchline, I think.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
The last time we did a Halloween, exactly.
This would normally be a time when we're out, I guess, is my thought.
And yes,
it's
absolutely.
It's just kind of like, oh, man, normally we'd have a huge crowd and be partying.
We'd like to party.
Bummer.
We'd like to get down. Oh, that sounds so creepy.
Yeah.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you.
Kind of sounds like Igor's bathroom.
It does. Like there's obviously like mold that is going to become sentient soon and take over the world growing in this bathroom.
Oh.
It's just now starting to twitch. It's coming too. Anyway, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Nest Audio from Google. You have a chance to win your very own home speaker and stream all your favorite music. And Alice, of course. Just listen to us now through November 13th for a chance to win. Winning is easy. Just tune in every weekday at 1 o'clock. Special, very special. That's like a witching hour at Vinny's house. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock for the code word. And then text that word to 20357. You have a chance to win. Message and data rates apply. This is going to be scary. Celebrity Trash. Yeah. Yeah, it's very frightening. Here is a letter from a listener.
Oh.
Just a quick little email. And, you know, we always say, oh, use word economy when you're texting us. They fall off the page. They get split. Like, it's, for some reason, it splits them into a certain number of characters, so it'll come in as three texts.
We don't have the best texting machine, is what she's trying to say. We bought the program from a guy selling it in a parking lot, driving a piece of crap green Volare.
I've got a deal for you.
Unfortunately, that's what we have. I think it's because we spent all our money on the radio.com app, actually.
Ding, ding. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yes.
Anyway, that's quick sentences on the text machine. Full stories on email. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. So this would have been 100 different text messages split up by the other text messages that were coming in at the same time. And we never would have gotten to it. But this guy, Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Aaron
knew to put all this into an email. Send it to any of us at RadioAlice.com. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn. Does Nicole have a RadioAlice.com email too?
I'm not sure if she does.
That's good. We don't want you to get any stalkers or anything.
Okay, yeah.
You're too young for that.
What?
This one says, good morning, Bryn. I wanted to take a moment to thank you and the rest of your wonderful crew for providing what, in my mind, has become a safe, happy place for your audience to spend our time. I, and many others, find it hard to navigate any kind of media in this world without being bombarded with things that cause the kind of anxiety and intolerance for our fellow humans, for our fellow citizens, that is tearing at the fabric of our society. The Alice Morning Show is a lifeline for those of us who are just trying to get through our day. With a few laughs and a little positivity, I eagerly listen to every second of your podcast and subsequent streams as a way to help keep those anxiety levels down. I know it can't be easy for you to avoid the political or racial issues which dominate every other conversation out there. I can tell it's especially hard for Sarah to not give in to her urge to vent. That is, I do give in sometimes. It's bad. But I try. I try very hard. So I wanted to express my appreciation for the fact that you all put in the effort to give us all that escape. The fact that I could care less about, couldn't care less, he properly puts in, couldn't care less about Big Brother, yet could listen to Sarah and Vinny blather about it for hours, is a real testament to the value of the entertainment that you offer. Stay strong, stay funny, stay together. We all need you badly, especially in the coming weeks. Thanks for being there. Best, Aaron. Oh, and I would like to say to Aaron, thanks. Your letter made my day yesterday. You know, it's really nice.
It's rare that people take a minute to say something nice. Normally, they only are inspired to take a minute when they want to rip you a new one. So, Aaron.
Very true, Vincent.
Thank you. For real.
A truth. It's nice to hear. From the depths.
Can you read that again at 9:50 so that when we exit, we leave on that note? That's nice.
Have a great Friday, mother fathers.
Friday, you mother.
I don't know why I have to bleep father, but all right. So this morning, as I'm looking through all those Halloween related stuff, I found an article called The 25 Most Haunted Places in California from LAGhostTour.com. So Bryn has pinned this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can see all 25. Yeah, I just grabbed a couple that were from here in the Bay Area. And this one, I remember, I think we did like a sleepover there or something, right? At the Moss Beach Distillery.
We didn't sleep there.
We drove home afterward?
Yeah. What are you, you would have agreed to sleep there?
I don't know.
No, we didn't sleep there.
I feel like
there.
We did it at midnight or something, right? Like,
no, I don't know that it was midnight.
I slept in my car and the blue lady rapped on my window.
Yeah, I don't think we slept there.
No, we didn't sleep there. It was cool and it was fun and it was nighttime.
I think we taped the whole thing and then put it on the radio for our show the next morning.
Yes.
So some people got to go because it was, I don't know, maybe 20 of us total. And we sat down there in the Moss Beach Distillery and learned all about the blue lady. They say during the era of Prohibition, there were so many speakeasies that had popped up throughout the country. Most of them, obviously, the best-kept secrets until the authorities were tipped off. There was a place, it's still there and it's haunted, called the Moss Beach Distillery, where people would sneak off to have drinks and a good time. Politicians, businessmen, very important people, VIPs, they'd be like, oh, let's go to Moss Beach. One visitor in particular was a woman wearing a blue dress. She'd been visiting the bar frequently with a gentleman she was apparently having an affair with.
Oh.
One day, the blue woman was murdered while walking on the beach near the distillery.
By the guy's wife? Do they say?
They don't. And the guy, I guess she was walking on the beach with this dude she was banging, and he survived. Somehow. I have my suspicions.
That bastard.
After her death, that's when the numerous accounts of paranormal activity began. Customers reported seeing stuff being shuffled and moved around. Even children were telling their parents about ghost sightings. Many patrons in the years past could probably tell you the story of strange happenings going on whenever they visited the Moss Beach Distillery. Anyway, there you go. A little Halloween story for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. At Moss Beach Distillery, they're like, "You got that's all wrong." I'm reading it from an article. Please correct us if you will. Here's something scary: a movie that takes place in our fourth year of lockdown. People are not gonna want to see this, but kudos to them for this. Is one of the first things that got produced in the pandemic. It's a movie coming out called Songbird. And it takes place during year four of us being in lockdown from the pandemic. And in this movie, we're dealing with COVID-23. It stars a guy who's on Riverdale. His name is KJ Apa or something like that. He's a delivery guy with a rare immunity that allows him to continue to work. Oh. And Sophia Carson from Disney's Descendants is his girlfriend. Do you know which one she is? Don't you watch Descendants?
I don't watch Descendants, but my daughter is a huge fan of the, I believe there's three movies.
Mm-hmm.
They are the daughters of Disney villains, or kids, sorry, not daughters, because there's boys too.
Okay.
They are the kids of Disney villains, and there's tons of singing and dancing. I don't
Do you recognize her?
No. The one that's
tons of singing and dancing. This sounds great.
The big she loves it. The big star is her. I do know her name. It's Dove Cameron, and she's been in a bunch of stuff, including The Descendants. But
oh, that's not her character name. That's the actress.
That's the actual actress. Yeah,
Dove. Mm.
But yeah, these kids are super talented. I mean, I don't like anything where they break into song, but.
At least if they're going to do it, be talented about it.
Yeah.
So it's that's who it stars. Somebody from the one of the girls from the Descendants and a kid from Riverdale. It was the first movie to start filming in L.A. since the pandemic shut everything down. I don't have a release date yet, but we do have a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And is any of the trailer worth showing, or should we just refer people to?
It is. It's also, I mean, it's very well done. Michael Bay, right? So it's...
Is Michael Bay the director on this?
Way too close to home, actually. It's, I'll play it, though. Because it's
yeah, sure.
Whose name did you just say? What's that girl's name?
Her name is Sophia Carson.
She's one of the big stars. She plays Evie.
Okay. So they have some star power. And Michael, you say Michael Bay is the director on this? Mm-hmm. That's amazing. All right, so here we go. Here's a look at year four of this pandemic.
Good morning, Miss Garcia.
Good morning, Sunshine. I miss you. I could kiss you right now.
So they're looking at each other over the phone.
Curfew is now in.
You hear what he said? He said, someday.
Someday. Mm-hmm. So for 4 years, he has been unable to see her. Oh boy, everything is ruined. All the.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
Authorized citizens must stay indoors.
Tensions rise as we enter the 213th week of lockdown.
A grim new reality emerges.
COVID-23 has mutated.
Beginning thermal scan. Thermal scan normal.
A horrifying new development
new
today.
New data confirms the virus attacks the brain tissue.
Whoa! I'm immune!
Worldwide death toll rises to over 110 million.
All infected Americans are being forced into quarantine camps.
Yikes. Okay, I've seen enough. I have seen enough of that. That looks awful.
Terrifying, yeah.
Oh, boy. That is, it's muted. They have, like, billboards up with death counts.
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastically awful. Okay.
It's very well done, though. I mean,
it does look good.
It's so close to reality that it's not cool.
Okay, yes. It's a little too close to home.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't
that
think
should
come people want to watch
around.
That.
I'm with you.
I mean, think about how many people watched that. They watched that Contagion movie as soon as this all started. And that was
yeah,
like,
I know. That was
you
good.
Know,
that
one
was
of the most
movie.
Streamed things.
With, can you put that trailer up for me on
oh,
the
you
Facebook
got
page
it.
So people can check that out?
If they want
Evie,
to.
Evie, by the way.
Yes, from Descendants.
That, and that's the girl, Sophia. What's her name? Sophia Carson?
Yeah.
Plays Evie on The Descendants, and she is the daughter of the Evil Queen, which I think the Evil Queen is the lady that is that Mirror Mirror on the Wall?
Is she a queen, that lady? I thought she was just the evil stepmother.
No, she's a queen. It's Snow White.
Oh, she's a queen.
Yeah,
oh, Snow
right.
White's mom is the queen. Got it. Okay.
Well, it's her stepmother, but yeah, Vinny's right.
All right. Fantastic.
That's the world I'm living in, Sarah.
Sometimes I wish I was still living. I used to love the kids' shows, the good ones. There's some good ones. And singing and dancing does not put me off, and so that one would probably be one of my faves.
You'd probably like it.
Yeah. John still remembers all the good, the big hits in our house from the kids' thing. He'll sit down at the piano and play them, and the kids come out of their rooms and, Dear Grandma.
The Same Bear songs. In the Big Blue House.
Oh, God, I love that show. Loved that show
mm-hmm.
so much.
Me too.
Oh, hold on here. You were a Bear in the Big Blue House fan, Nikki?
My little sister was, so that was always on.
Oh, my God.
My little sister. Yeah. Who's like
Good
what,
morning,
a year
Bear.
Younger than you?
Three.
three
yeah.
years younger. I see.
Well, there you go.
And Blue's Clues.
Oh, my God, Blue's Clues. I could not stand Blue's Clues.
Oh.
Me neither.
Okay.
I didn't watch that.
Couldn't stand
Blue's
it.
Blue's Clues is new now. There's a new guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Totally
mm-hmm.
different dude. And he's good. He's a good singer and does a good job.
Oh, well. Yeah.
What's this bear show, Bear in the Big Blue House? I'm going to look
it's
at
a,
it
It's
today.
A Disney show, Bear in the Big Blue House. Yeah, oh, God, it's great. I love it.
It was a while ago, though. It was when, you know, yeah, when Derek, my was, kids Derek were and Riley were the same age, I think, or close to the same age. And so we were watching a lot of that.
I'll look it up. So and then this good. Other guy is Blippi, right?
Oh, Blippi. Yeah, Blippi's great.
Got to look that up.
He a YouTube guy?
Yeah, he's a YouTube guy.
YouTube only. You can't find him on TV.
I think he's on Amazon Prime, too, but I primarily watch him on YouTube because it's easy. It's right there, you know.
Let's see. Did you like the Matthew McConaughey thing this morning? Is that worth doing? I think it's kind of funny because I'm definitely a person who has anxiety. I'll just do it. So when I drink too much, I wake up the next morning and beat the hell out of myself. And I just hate myself and I'm never doing that again. And Matthew McConaughey has some words. He's going to teach us. He's going to learn us right now about how to navigate drinking and hangovers.
I never have been one of those people that the next proverbial next day goes, oh, God, never doing that again. You are too. Hang on a second. So, and also, I'll check in the night before going, okay, what's my situation here now? What do we got tomorrow morning? We don't start till 11. Hey, that's pretty easy. Oh, we start at 7. Okay. Okay, risk-reward here. What are we measuring this? Look at the group. What's everyone pouring? Is this night on the way down, or are we about to switch into third gear and go up? And then I got to go, okay. And if I choose to say okay, the rockets are going to launch here, and this could go till sunrise. I get my mind right there. I'll go head off that night, look in the mirror, and go, hey, buddy. This is going to suck tomorrow morning. Now, we're going to bulldog through this. We're not going to make any excuses. We're going to get up an hour and a half early. We're going to go run and sweat this damn thing out. And tomorrow's going to be hard. But are you in? And we'll shake on it or not. And then the next morning, just go, here we go, man. Ride the baseline.
That's him on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast. I don't know who the other people are that are laughing.
Because it sounds like he's got a whole. Right?
Well, sure, but there's some girl, too. I don't know. Is that his wife? I don't know. But there you go, Matthew McConaughey with his words of wisdom, just, you know, which is basically just do it anyway.
Yes, power
well,
through.
Look, this power is something through. That you and I have talked about before. I am surprised for someone who parties as much as you do, how often you beat yourself up the next day. Look, yeah, party fouls
every time
and being hung. That's the price you pay for the fun you had. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't beat yourself. You should be like, look, I'm a career drinker. This is my deal. And I'm going to
take my first rodeo.
I'm going to accept that what comes with the good times. Yeah. You got to.
It's just hard. Because I feel bad about myself. That's all. I just feel bad about myself. And so I think, I'll never do that again. Knowing in my cold black heart that.
No, I mean, there's certainly, you know, going off and boning Pat behind John's back wouldn't be acceptable.
No,
but there's
it wouldn't.
Most things come with drinking, you know, talking out of turn, saying something
being
stupid,
super loud, falling down and skirting, you know, smashing your face into something. That's all
part of the party.
Yeah. Sounds like a great party. When you're sober, it doesn't sound that great. After a drink or two, you're like, yeah, it sounds like a great idea. And quickly, to end this whole thing up, happy almost Halloween, everyone. Janice Jones stole the hearts of audiences. Everybody who has seen the new Borat movie loves The Babysitter. And that yesterday we found out that there's a GoFundMe that's at like $120,000+, maybe more. Because she only got $3,600 out of doing the movie, and she is out of work because of the pandemic, as so many people are. So not only has she gotten a bunch of money out of this deal, but
at
Sasha
143.
Now, 143. That's great. So all Sasha right. Baron Cohen whipped out his wallet as well, and he donated $100,000 to Janice Jones, Oklahoma City community on her behalf. It's going to be distributed by the Ebenezer Baptist Church at her request. It's been earmarked for shelter, food, other community needs. I think it was her pastor there who was the one who recommended her for the part in the first place. Uh-huh. So Sasha's kicked in some money. And boy, it's a happy story coming out of Oklahoma City. That's all I have time for. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Guy wants to visit a leopard.
Okay.
And the story goes like
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.